Thank you. I am Don, and I am he, and I am hers. What I want to share with you is the fact that Brandon asked me to, and part of the leadership team, that I would consecrate the elements, since this is Communion Sunday. And in the context of our United Methodist discipline, it is necessary for the elements to be consecrated by an elder or by someone who's been given the rite, which can also do that with the board, or what is the deacon of our church. We have two different orders, the elders and the deacons. I began to think about how to do this, and I have done it at times where I was asked to consecrate the elements so that it could be used by someone else in another location. But I found an expression that I thought was so special for us to share in what is called a comfort food, a feast of love. And Dr. Marcia McPhee, who is a person who does so much work in the way of designing worship experiences for all denominations in what she calls her worship design studio, that this is a piece that would allow and encourage each of us in our local homes to share the communion by sharing it with comfort food. As a family, we sit together as table, and in doing so, we share the gift of God's love by taking time to do a blessing or a gratitude or a grace. And in the process, we are doing the same thing that was done in the early development of our denomination in the Methodist Church, when the circuit rider was the only one that could come and consecrate the elements. And so they had what they called an agape meal, where they shared a meal much like what we might do at a potluck supper. And also, there were times when they did not use any food other than a loaf of bread, which they broke together in what they called a love feast. Dr. McPhee shared that we friends are all together because of the need for us to break bread, and that we have had to do differently than usual because of doing our on-stream and our being safe for one another. And so she suggested that we ought to have a comfort food love feast and share it together by letting the people know, even out there who are looking in on us by the gift of Zoom or whatever they might be using today, to be able to somehow share the gift of the breaking of bread by recognizing that we can use our comfort food. That which we would ordinarily call our comfort food in our homes or even when we go out to a restaurant. I grew up in the rural area of northeast Colorado, and it was always a very special thing to have our meal together as a family on Sunday. And it was not always an unusual thing to have our student pastor, who was from Iliff, who was serving the two little churches of Paoli and Wages, to come and be at our table. And Mother would always just put out an extra plate, and we would all share it. But it was a way to say, everyone is welcome here. We're all welcome at the table. When we break bread together as a church in our worship, we remember that Jesus invited folks to his table as a part of his ministry, not just at the Last Supper. So we wanted to create a way to all of us break bread together with whatever we have at our homes. And indeed, that's something I'd encourage, as Brandon did earlier, for us even to use our coffee or our tea or our orange juice or whatever we might have been sharing at our table, in order that it might be for us a way to celebrate the love feast. So I invite each of us to share with the group gathered online what food you are bringing to the table for the virtual feast. And so you might do some thinking about what is the comfort food that you're thinking about, that you might even share in your idea of the comfort food in your home. Jesus used the parable of the great banquet to which all people are invited in order to talk about what is the kingdom of God, the family of God. Look, he said, go to the highways and the back alleys and urge people to come in so that my house might be filled. He often invited the most unlikely guests. Confounding the disciples in his way, he was encouraging a deep love and connection beyond social norms. He knew that we humans need connection and inclusion. And Jesus comforts us, saying, you have a place at the table. So as we prepare for our sharing together here in this place, the sacrament, Jesus no longer physically on earth, yet every time we gather around a table, we call him to mind. We remember, as Brandon has said, he is present with us in spirit. And so too our loved ones are with us. So let this be comfort to us. We also want to call in mind the people that are so important in each of our lives, and for those who we've come to yet to know or learn about through the news or whatever might be happening with people, for those who have lost loved ones, for those who are sick and are recovering, or at home with persons who are caring for the sick, for those who are caring for persons in medical care, for those who are separated from loved ones, for those who are feeling alone and isolated, and for those who are helping and are so very tired, and for those who are struggling to find friends, food, and comfort, and for those who are afraid. So I'd invite each of us now to take a deep breath and to remember all these. Let us do so. Holy Comforter, we gather in your name, invited by Jesus, bound together with your Spirit, in union with each other. We gather as your people. So feed our bodies and our spirits with your comforting presence, so that we might be your comfort to others. Now Brandon and I shall prepare for our receiving our sacrament together. So we bless this food and we break open our hearts. And we bless this drink and we pour out your love. Amen. Now for those at home, as you pass and fill your plates, get ready to continue to eat your comfort food once more. And I invite you to imagine what extravagant look there is in love.